Hi, welcome to It's Your Health Radio Show, Thinking Out Loud on WUML 91.5 FM. My name is Betsy Bevan, and Lisa asked me to be a guest host today, so I've chosen my guest, and I have some wonderful shows for you this morning. My first guest is Dr. Shayla Caron, a chiropractic doctor and owner of Caron Family First Chiropractic in North Andover, Mass. And Dr. Caron is here to discuss how chiropractics can help you achieve maximum health. How are you today, Dr. Caron?
Great. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, that's wonderful. I know we're going to have a great interview. Listen, before we talk about your work, I understand that you ran the Boston Marathon, which I find totally inspirational. And can you tell us about it?
Sure. It was a great accomplishment, I feel like. Thank you. And just an amazing experience. And I know I got adjusted from my chiropractor the whole time training. And I know that had a big part to do with my success with it. So it was a great experience.
Wow, that's wonderful. How long did it take you to, you know, train?
I've always been a runner. So I committed to the marathon in January and stepped up my mileage and training starting in January.
Uh-huh. And so what did you kind of get yourself up to? How many miles a day did you get up to before you, you know, were, like, in full training?
The weekend was our longer training, and every weekend would be little adding a mileage on as we got further along. You know, so 21 miles was our furthest run during
wow.
the training in a day.
Wow, that's so great. Well, it's congratulations is all I can
oh,
say.
Thank you.
All right, well, let me ask you a question here. Tell me how you became interested in chiropractics.
Great. Well, growing up, I had always suffered with headaches. My family remembers me coming home from school, and I would literally stick my head in the freezer to try to numb my headaches. I was a kid, so I didn't want to take anything for them, and I really didn't know that there was anything else I could do. After college, I started getting adjusted, and from that point on, I no longer suffer from headaches, and it's just a wonderful thing for myself and for other people, too, that I see in the office. And also, to go along with that, back when I was in high school, I was diagnosed with infertility, and they, you know, did a number of studies, and they determined that I was not ovulating properly, and that when it came time to want to conceive, that I could possibly have much difficulty. And my doctor assured me, you know, there'd be plenty of advances in medicine, but I would most likely have difficulty. And then after seeing my chiropractor after college, they noticed some imbalances in my pelvis, which that can really interfere with how your reproductive system is functioning. And my chiropractor removed that interference in my pelvis, restored the function of, you know, my reproductive system, and we conceived with no problem at all. We're happy to have a daughter, Molly, and I know it's through the help of chiropractic, which is an amazing thing. So,
wow. That's
very happy
that
to share that.
A great story. I think
oh,
that's wonderful. You know, because I think a lot of people think about chiropractic if, like, they throw their back out or they have a car accident or something like that. But these were actually much deeper issues. And I think it's just very interesting that, you know, you have that experience. So tell us, what's required to be a chiropractor? What kind of schooling do you have to have?
Yes, we have a bachelor's degree first, and mine was in exercise science. And then it's about a four-year program for chiropractic school. The first 2 years are primarily, you know, the biologies and anatomy, primary focus on the nervous system. And then the next 2 years, instead of, you know, a residency program like med school, we are in a clinic under the supervision of other doctors, other chiropractors, where we really learn the skill of adjusting. And then we get deeper into neurology. So it's a doctorate
yeah.
program.
Mm-hmm. I see. Where did you go to school?
Palmer College of Chiropractic in Davenport, Iowa, which is a fantastic school.
Yeah, wow, that's so great. And so there really wasn't any doubt then that you were going to become a chiropractor. I mean, did you kind of just know that then after your experience that all your success?
I did. And since I have seen my own, practice members and patients have great success stories themselves, I've just fallen more and more in love with it and passionate about what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I mean, I think to help the healing process and see results with people is so critical if you are involved in the healing, profession. It's just very, it's the thing that helps your own spirit. Can you maybe tell us some of the reasons why someone would want to see a chiropractor?
Sure. Some people come into my office for the typical things, the headaches, migraines. We've had some great results with migraines, people who have been literally day after day taking Imitrex, a couple doses a day, and have come off that, which is a great thing for them and, to just be able to live without the migraines. After accidents or sports injuries, to help with sports performance, and then to also see improvement, after to heal better from the sports injuries themselves. Things like breech pregnancies, if there's any intrauterine constraint within the mom's pelvis while she's pregnant with the child, that can limit the amount of room that the baby has and may put the baby in a breech position. And then I'm certified in the technique to help remove those constraints so that the baby can go into the proper position.
Wow.
I see patients. Yeah, it's great. And people can avoid having unnecessary C-sections or, discomfort during pregnancy as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
Can you share some of your success stories that, you've seen in your office? Because this is, I think, very intriguing.
Sure. I have some patients who, one in particular, was hadn't been able to work out for a long time and recently completed a triathlon, which is a great accomplishment. And this person was just in a tremendous amount of pain, could barely walk a mile before, and just completed a triathlon, which is a great thing, great improvement there. Knee pain as well, being able to sit on the floor with her kids, and hadn't been able to do that before because of, knee pain. Like I said, the breech pregnancies is a really, really great thing when you're able to, remove that constraint so that the mom's able to have a normal delivery like she would want to.
That's tremendous.
Also seen, I told you myself I had the improvement with infertility, but we're seeing that in great numbers in the office as well, some really good success stories with the ability to conceive. And I'm not, doing anything, I'm not treating that, but I'm helping remove the interference so that the body can function normally the way that it was designed to.
Mm-hmm. Right, yeah. Well, I know that chiropractics really work on healing principles, the principle that the body has the innate ability to heal, which is not always true of other, modalities. And so can you just tell us a little bit of how chiropractic works? Is there a science behind it?
There is. You can picture your brain protected by your skull. Your brain is constantly sending messages down your spinal cord, out your spinal nerves, out to the rest of your body. So you have trillions of nerves communicating all the time without you even thinking about it. And that communication then goes back up the spinal nerves, up the spinal cord to your brain. Your spinal nerves control everything from your your heart to your lungs, your breathing, your kidneys, your tonsils, your immune system, you know, your muscles, your reproductive system, if there's any interference in that communication pathway, that's what's called a subluxation, and that's what I look for during the exam. I detect it, and then I work at correcting it and removing that interference that's in the nerve system so that the body can then function properly the way that it was supposed to.
Wow. Wow, that is something. I can imagine that, you know, I hear that you work with children. So can you tell us why a child would want to see a chiropractor and a little bit about your experience with children?
Sure. If you can picture the birth process, you know, it should be a natural process, but sometimes it does require intervention. A vacuum extraction can put a tremendous amount of force on, you know, the baby to help get the baby out of the birth canal. Forceps, a C-section, or sometimes just a, you know, normal delivery requires a lot of, you know, pressure and pull to get the baby out. What I will then do is help to make sure that the baby doesn't have any of that constraint within its neck, and that it does heal properly from a delivery process. So the baby's brain and nerve system is developing at a phenomenal rate at the beginning of, you know, newborn infancy and in childhood. The synapses in the nerve system is rapidly growing and developing and learning. And what my job is to make sure that there's no interference in that, that the spinal bones are there to protect, but that it doesn't interfere with how that is developing.
Yes, I see. And so also, can you maybe give us another example of like a young child that you treated for, I don't know, maybe allergies or headaches or things? I mean, a particular, you know, you feel particularly proud of?
Sure. Quite a few, actually, experiences.
That's great.
Newborns coming in with colic. I mean, that can really put a lot of stress on the parents and the poor baby, you know, is in distress when they come in crying, and you can just see that there's like a hypersensitivity in that baby, and that you can just tell it's in discomfort. And a lot of times when babies have come in crying and in distress, you can just remove that, and I've seen it. They just go to sleep, and the parents come back and say, that was the best sleep, leaving the best night's sleep they've ever had. And you just, all I'm doing is removing that pressure that's being put on their nerve system. And they're finally able to relax the way that they were supposed to.
Yeah, wow. And I'm sure it's the best sleep that the parents had in a long time, too.
Oh, so nice.
I mean, oh, my gosh, that is such a big issue for, you know, so many babies and children. And it's amazing that chiropractic can help that. That's just tremendous. And any other examples?
Yes, chronic ear infections.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've had a number of, you know, up through the age of 1-2 years old come into the office as their last resort before having tubes put into their ears. And just, you know, recently someone had had the follow-up with an ENT, and the child did not have to have the tubes put in because the ear infections were clear and had stayed clear. And this was after 6 doses of antibiotics before the age of 6 months.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that something? Wow, that must make you feel so good. That is so great. No?
Because it's unnecessarily. Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right. So you're really facilitating children's own innate ability of their bodies to heal. You're just finding the means and ways to facilitate that process. That seems to be, you know, key here.
Exactly.
Can I ask you, what makes you and your office different?
I think I really try to listen to what my patients are coming in with.
Yep.
To really help them get the best care possible. And I really try to stay up on my education and, you know, really try to get involved. And then, you know, to just take it that next step further with my patients.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. Okay. Well, can you tell us a little bit about what some of the long-term benefits of chiropractic are?
Mm-hmm. If our bodies are stronger and they have a stronger foundation, meaning that, you know, our spine is really healthy, we're able to age better. You know, we're able to have a healthier nerve system, which is, again, controlling the function of the rest of our body. And so if we are healthy, then we're able to, you know, do more, have more energy, have stronger immune systems, and that's all the responsibility of our nerve system, and we're able to do that with chiropractic.
Right, yep. I understand that you belong to a group called Holistic Moms.
Yes.
So I imagine that you, many of them are probably patients of yours. Can you tell us a little bit about Holistic Moms?
Yes, it's a great group of not just moms, actually. It is made up of dads and people who would like to one day become a parent, as well as some grandparents. And it's a once-a-month group. They do meet in my office. It's the second Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Everyone is welcome to attend the meetings. Just last night, we had a May pampering night for moms and dads alike.
Wow.
And it's a great group, a great resource group for a lot of people in the area. And there is
yes.
a website with further information as well.
Sure. Well, speaking of websites, what's your website? We'd like to give that information out so people who might want to contact you could do so.
Great. It's www.karenchiro.net. And that's CaronChiro.net.
And we have a newsletter, correct?
We do. Yes, you can visit the website, and it's a free newsletter. There are two a month that go out. It's a great resource. If you have any questions about any of the, you know, concerns that we mentioned about researching for chronic ear infections, or my child may not be, you know, sleeping through the night, or nursing on one side, what can I do? Can chiropractic help me? And you can research that all on the website, as well as sign up for the newsletters.
Great. I know I've read some of your newsletters. I love them. I give them out to people because they have so much interesting stories in them, ideas. You really do put a lot of work into that, and I would encourage people to go and to sign up. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have any upcoming events coming, or what's happening?
Sure. We just finished a great event I donated a full day of adjustments to March for Babies, which helped educate moms about the need for folic acid during pregnancy, as well as other things as well. So we just completed that, and which was a great success. We donated a lot of money, so thank you to everyone. Upcoming, there's the Partners in Healthcare in Boston that I will be doing free screenings at, along with some other chiropractors who also focus on chiropractic during pregnancy and children, you know, receiving chiropractic care. So we will be at that. And then the Holistic Moms meetings every month.
Right. Wow, that's wonderful. Well, I want to thank you very much for being a guest on the show. I think we had a great interview, and I would encourage people, again, to go to Dr. Caron's website, which is www.caronchiro.net. And thank you so much for being a guest on my show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, too.